Hey, Ben Watson. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Thanks for joining us on the AT&T hotline. How you doing this morning? You've been up early?
Yep, I'm up. I'm driving. I'm on my way in.
Well, it doesn't sound like you were up early. It sounds like you just got up.
Well, I got up a little while ago, and I'm driving.
Okay, all right, all right.
I'm about to get on 93.
Hey, Ben, all we hear about is the Ravens defense, the vaunted Ravens defense. How does it affect a tight end? We know they are great against the run, the best team in the NFL against the run. Do you look at that with mixed reaction like, oh, good, they're great against the run, that means we're going to pass?
No. I mean, I look at it as they're great against the run. That means we're still going to try to run and we're still going to try to pass. I mean, we're going to try to be balanced and do both. So, you know, we'll have, you know, multiple tight ends. We'll have single tight ends. We'll have all the things that we always do. The fact that they're good against the run isn't really going to deter us from trying to run the ball.
Ben, you've watched film of them this week. Is Ray Lewis, when you look on film, is it the same Ray Lewis of old?
It's the same Ray Lewis I've played against. And I didn't get to, by the time I got to the league, he was already in like his 10th year. So I can't comment on how he was before that, but he's still the same Ray Lewis. I mean, he's a great football player, as everybody knows. Still flies around. I mean, you know, just watching him on film, he still makes a whole lot of plays for the defense.
Why don't more teams just emulate Baltimore? We hear about the Baltimore defense, the Ravens defense, for years. You know, the best in the game. It just, you can't run, you can't move the ball. Why can't other teams just put their players in the same places that Baltimore puts theirs?
I can't answer that. I mean, I guess every offense, every team has a every coach has their own philosophy on how they like to play defense. You know, obviously the defense that Baltimore plays has been successful. A lot of that is probably due to you know, the players that they've had,
right,
and the positions that they put them in. So you know, every team's philosophy is different.
Hey, Ben, one of the things we love about having you on is we ask you questions and you always answer them. So Wes Welker and Vince Wilfork, are they going to play this Sunday?
Wes and who?
And Vince.
Are they going to play this week?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. you know, we'll have to see what happens at game time, and we'll have to ask Coach Belichick on that one.
Hey, as you prepared for Baltimore.
Hey, but you know what? You know, I always answer your questions honestly, though.
That's an honest answer.
I always answer them honestly. It's not like I'm trying to jump, you know, hide behind the bush. I really don't know.
Well, answer this honestly. How's Tom's shoulder?
Probably pretty sore. I mean, he is a football player, and he's probably got some bumps and bruises, and he throws a lot of balls, so probably pretty sore.
How important is Wes Welker? I mean, we knew he was good, but when he's not there, you really feel... You know, you feel that void. You feel that you know, that guy missing that was so important the last 2 years. Do you know? Do you have any idea whether he'll play until game time?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know last week if he was going to play or not.
Really?
Obviously, I guess he wasn't ready. And I still don't know this week if he's going to play or not. But, I mean, he's a very important part of the offense. I mean, you know, the offense will keep going without – you know, without one player, I mean, the play is on. You know, the film was going on, but.
Uh-oh. We losing Ben there?
We lost Ben. Yeah.
We're going to have to put him on hold. He was just about to tell us
if you had your choice
Tom
of
Schulden.
One game, and you weren't here in New England, you'd pick Jets and New Orleans?
No. No, but as you said, it was clearly the game of the week.
Oh,
that's
think
what
it is.
Said.
I think
it's the game of the week.
I mean,
but I'm intrigued by
the Jets personalities.
If the Jets win in New Orleans,
yeah,
are huge. You there, Ben? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
you
okay.
Me?
I thought we lost
briefly there. Hey, when you watching?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think your phone conveniently went out when we were talking about Tom's shoulder.
Yeah, you were talking about that surgery. When you watch Baltimore on video, how much attention does Ed Reed spend on the tight ends?
It kind of does his own thing. You know, when you look at a team like, you know, the Jets or, you know, even our team or, you know, some other defenses, you can kind of predict what the safety is going to do. But Ed Reed, sometimes he'll be on the tight end. Sometimes he'll play to a wide receiver. Sometimes he'll go up and get a hot dog in the stands and then come out and make an interception. I mean, he kind of does his own thing. So he's definitely one of those guys that, you know, when you break the huddle, you just got to find where he is, because he could really kind of be anywhere, kind of like, you know, kind of like Polamalu will line up anywhere,
right,
and really disguise what the defense is going to be.
Hey, when you hear the term work in progress, everyone says about the Patriot offense, it's a work in progress. Or the team, actually, the Patriots are a work in progress, and they oftentimes, usually, get better. Week 3, they're never as good as they will be in week 13. Does it feel that way inside, you know, inside the locker room, on the practice field? Do you feel like the team you're putting on the field Sunday, it's a good team, but not nearly as good as it'll be 8-10 weeks from now?
Feels like it does every year. I mean, every year we go out there, and hopefully you're never as good in week 3 as you will be in week 10. I mean, it's really nothing new to us. We go out there and we, you know, try to get better every week. So we're definitely a work in progress, like we are all the time.
You know, along those lines, the question Jerry just asked you, Ben, you look up at the standings after 3 weeks now, and here's your 3-0 teams: Denver, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Giants. But then you got Ravens, Jets, Saints. And you wonder, like you said, by the time we get to December, how many of those teams are contenders or they're just pretenders right now? I guess what I'm getting at, you guys being 2-1, even though you had that signature loss in New York, does it feel the same? Does it feel like other years that you're building towards something? Or does this team, with the loss of all those veterans, are you guys still searching for an identity, to be honest? You know what I mean? Without Vrabel, without Harrison?
I mean, that's a great question. That's a great question. I feel like, you know, anytime you lose those kind of guys, you know, it takes a little time to maybe find the identity again. The goals don't change. The game doesn't change. But anytime you lose a lot of people, a coach, I mean, every team goes through this. Every team loses guys who have been veterans, guys who have been great players, and they adjust. So there's always an adjustment period. But, you know, as far as it being different than other years, it's obviously different because of different people out there, but our goals are still the same. You know, we still go to practice. We still put in a lot of hard work. And so in that aspect, it is the same as other years.
All right, Ben. Well, thanks for telling us. Tom's shoulder's fine. Will Fork and Welker will play on Sunday, and you're going to eat up both Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, correct?
Guarantee. I think the word was guarantee.
Yeah, did you guarantee it?
Sounds great, guys. Whatever y'all want to say, follow me.
All right, Ben, thanks.